Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Lynn Kraft.
Today we are studying Malachim Aleph Perek Bet. In this perek, we learn of David's death after 40 years of ruling over Bnei Yisrael and Shlomo's succession to the throne. This actually appears in Psukim Yud through Yud Aleph, and the pronouncement of David's death is surrounded by two distinct sections. Before his death, David gives Shlomo advice that takes place in Psukim Aleph through Tet, and afterward, Shlomo acts on his father's advice, and that really covers the rest of the perek. What was David's advice? We see that he gives him four different pieces of advice. The first piece of advice that David gives to Shlomo is to keep the Torah. The second piece of advice is to kill Yoav. The reason that David gives explicitly to Shlomo in this perek is because Yoav killed Avner, who was Shaul's general, and Amasa, who was Avshalom's general when he had rebelled against David HaMelech back in Shmuel Bet. And he had done these murders without David's consent. This theme of Yoav's acting without David's consent and undermining his wishes is actually something that pervades Yoav's entire service to David HaMelech. Beyond killing Avner and Amasa, he also killed Avshalom, David's own son, who rebelled against him, even though David explicitly told him not to. And Yoav supported Adoniyahu in this Sefer, in Perek Aleph, without David's consent. Even beyond Yoav's tendency to undercut David, David also points out to Shlomo in this perek that Yoav's very essence is antithetical to the kind of king Shlomo was going to be. He describes Yoav as, quote, "Vayasem dimei melchama b'shalom," as someone who would put the blood of war in peace. And perhaps what David wants Shlomo to do is get rid of Yoav not only because of his undermining of him, but because Yoav represents violence, whereas Shlomo represents peace. As opposed to David's kingdom, you know, David really needed to secure his kingdom through war. Shlomo's kingdom, because David really paved the path for him and enabled this peace for him, Shlomo's kingdom was a very peaceful one. He didn't have to engage in war with his enemies because David had already subdued them. In fact, Shalom was the very shoresh of Shlomo's name. This was a peace that David knew was necessary to build the Beit HaMikdash. When originally David had intended to build it on his own, Hashem said, "No, your hands are too full of blood. Your son Shlomo will be the one to build it instead." And so perhaps for this reason also, David commanded Shlomo to get rid of Yoav, not only because he undercut and undermined David throughout his own life and didn't think he would be good for Shlomo in his kingdom, but also because he represented the complete antithesis to what Shlomo's kingdom was going to represent, that of peace. The third piece of advice that David gives to his son Shlomo is to let Barzillai HaGiladi's sons eat at his table. Because Barzillai HaGiladi had supported David while he was running away from Avshalom, David was telling Shlomo to pay him back, to have Hakarat HaTov. Finally, he tells Shlomo, right before he dies, to do with Shimi what he thinks he deserves. Because Shimi ben Gera had cursed David HaMelech, but immediately thereafter, David promised not to kill him. David tells Shlomo, "I know you can't kill him because of my promise, you know, directly, but figure something out to get rid of him." And so we see in this and the following prakim that Shlomo actually fulfills almost all of David's advice. David's first piece of advice to keep the Torah, Shlomo's very faithfulness to the Torah, is the very topic of Prakim Gimel through Yud Aleph. So starting with the next year, we'll be able to learn about Shlomo's faithfulness to the Torah and how he fulfills David's first piece of advice and most primary piece of advice. Shlomo fulfills David's second piece of advice regarding Yoav in this perek, in which he not only kills Yoav, but also Adoniyahu, even though he let Adoniyahu live in the last parak because he didn't feel that he was a threat to his kingdom and was secure enough in his leadership to allow him to live. In this parak, he requests Avishag HaShunamit as a wife, and Shlomo realizes through that request that Adoniyahu is still plotting to become king, and because he's a threat to the Melucha, he deserves to be killed. And not only does he kill Yoav and Adoniyahu in this parak, but he also sends Eviatar HaKohen, who was the third member of Yoav's coalition back in Perek Aleph. He sends Eviatar HaKohen away from the kahuna, and he banishes him to Anatot to farm instead of performing the avoda. And we're told in the parak that this is a fulfillment of the curse that Hashem had put upon the family of Eli. It's also a fulfillment of the reward that Pinchas HaKohen received after having acted zealously on behalf of Hashem. And now the kahuna is moving because of this banishment of Aviatar. The kahuna is now going to be moved from the family of Eli, who was a descendant of Itamar, to the family of Tzadok HaKohen, who had supported Shlomo in the last parak when he was trying to become king. And Tzadok HaKohen was a descendant of Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen. In this way, Shlomo removed the entire threat of Adoniyahu's rebellious coalition and replaced them with his own coalition members in the same positions. So that Tzadok HaKohen became Kohen instead of Aviatar, and Benayahu ben Yehoyada became the Sar Tzava, the general, instead of Yoav. We're not told about Shlomo's feeding Barzillai Hagil Adi's family in this perek, perhaps because the perek is dealing exclusively with the neutralization of the threats to Shlomo's melucha and not all of the good things that he did. And finally, we're told that Shlomo came up with a brilliant plan with Shimi ben Gera. And apparently Shlomo made a deal with Shimi ben Gera in this perek, and he told him that he is confined to Yerushalayim and that he wasn't allowed to leave Yerushalayim, and if he did, he would be killed. And that after 3 years, some slaves ran away from his house. Shimi ben Gera picked up and went to Gat to chase after them. And when he returned, Shlomo said, you agreed to this agreement, and now I have to kill you. And in this way, Shlomo was able to get rid of the threat posed by Shimi ben Gera as well. The question that many people ask is, why couldn't David take care of these things himself? Why would he ask a young, new, inexperienced king who's just starting out to kill top military figures at the inception of his reign? Isn't that a little dangerous for his son Shlomo? Isn't that not exactly the first thing he wants to do when starting his new kingdom? And the Abarbanel provides us with a beautiful explanation. He explains that David was not asking Shlomo to finish his own unfinished business and execute them, these people, for their earlier crimes, for everything that they did against David. Rather, what David was doing here was giving Shlomo advice as to how to best protect his kingdom going forward. David informed Shlomo of Yoav and Shimi's previous sins in order to caution him against appointing them to top positions in his own kingdom, and thereby risk their manipulating him in the same way they had manipulated David. David just wanted Shlomo to be careful and to know that he should punish them greatly if they betrayed him. And so essentially, David was imparting four fundamental lessons to Shlomo as he began his new kingdom. The first is that following the Torah is the most important thing of all, and it is that which will ultimately be the decisor of the success of his kingdom and of Malchut Beit David in general. And we can already imagine that, you know, in writing this up, Yirmiyahu is not only focusing on David's advice to Shlomo, but even to all successive kings. The second piece of advice in which David told Shlomo to kill Yoav was not just about Yoav, but rather it was a general piece of advice to beware of people in top positions in your government, such as Yoav, who expressed disloyalty and tried to manipulate the national agenda for their own agenda. David was essentially telling Shlomo to eliminate these kinds of people immediately and keep them as far away as possible. The third piece of advice that David gave to his son when asking him to provide food for Barzillai Hagil Adi's sons, really for the rest of his reign, was that you not only have to get rid of the people who are disloyal, but you also have to show Hakarat Hatov, gratitude, to those allies who display tremendous loyalty, such as Barzillai Hagil Adi. Those who help you in times of crisis should be paid back for their good deeds. And finally, with his advice to eliminate Shimi ben Gera by whatever means he could come up with using his own intellect, what David was essentially telling Shlomo was to beware of influential leaders such as Shimi ben Gera who try to arouse old tribal divisions, for they can cause a great deal of harm. And so here we see that using the Abarbanel to understand what David's doing, he wasn't really asking Shlomo to take care of things he didn't have time or didn't have the guts to take care of, but was rather imparting four extremely important pieces of fatherly, political, leadership, religious, spiritual advice to Shlomo to enable him to have the most successful reign that he could. Thank you so much for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Zvi Yosef.